Welcome along to the Retro Asylum, the UK's number one retro gaming podcast show. I'm Mass, and I'm here today with Jim. Say hello, Jim.
Hello, Jim. How are we doing?
Yeah, I'm fine, mate. I'm fine. How about you?
All good, mate. All good. Bit of a last minute recording.
Very much a last minute one. We probably planned this about an hour ago, didn't we?
We did. So, it might be more planning than some episodes get.
Yeah, sure. I did actually play a few games for this, but within the last hour or so. Now, this is, as most of our listeners, our regular listeners will know, we've got something cooking over on Discord where we do high score challenges every month, and Jim is in charge of that these days. And for the month of July, we've announced that we wanted to do something special centered around the Evercade cartridge that's called Tour Plan Arcade 1. And we thought that we'd announce the games that we are going to be playing, because we'll be playing multiple games this time, not just a single game for the month, but actually we'll be picking four games. Each game will have 1 week, and we will draw the winners out of all four high score tables being combined. There's some special way of combining them, isn't there? You have some way of calculating the scores. Could you tell us about that, Jim?
So I've been just running a spreadsheet to build the overall high score table. So what I'll do, or what I was thinking of doing, was taking the four games, the top, I don't know, say however many players it is. So obviously everyone who submits a score gets entered into that game's table, and then at the end of the month I'll have four tables with loaded players. Each table will be like allocated points, and then I'll add them all up just to give me a little bit of extra work, and then we'll create one table out of all of them. So say someone, it's unlikely, but we use like the Formula One scoring system. I think it was Rich Monster Hide who suggested it, which I quite like, because it means that if someone wins one of the games 1 month, but hasn't done so well in some of the other ones, it can bump them right up the table rather than
winning. Is that like when you're playing Mario Kart and the first place gets 15 points, the second place gets 12, and third place gets 10, and then you just go down one each time?
So, I mean, in theory, there'd be, four games, so there'd be 100 points if someone was to win every single game.
But then you need to start with 25 points, right?
So that's what it is. Each game.
That's what it is. Okay.
Yeah. Each game would be,
Okay. 25. So what is the Formula One system then? You start.
I don't follow Formula One, Mads. But I like the scoring system that was suggested.
Okay, so I guess we'll have to look up the scoring system to be certain that we're actually doing it in the right way. But at least there will be some weighing so that the first place gives you a bit of a bump in the score compared to having a 9th or 10th, right?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. I think it's worked well so far for the games that we've done up to now. So we're, halfway through?
Yeah.
And there's sort of a good... The way it's fallen, actually, there's a few players that are all sort of within a chance of still winning. The idea being that you'll get a Retro Asylum t-shirt at the end of the year.
Yeah. And we've got prizes here as well for this one.
We have.
Don't we?
Yeah. So I'll just say as well, for anyone who's still playing along for the rest of the year, there's only going to be one sort of, there'll be four games, but one table and then one set of points allocated that will go into the high score table that's running through the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've actually got some prizes this time as well, and there'll be big prizes actually for first and second place, and a random draw as well, because we want as many people as possible to play along with us here. So you don't actually have to be the best at these games to win a prize. Just participating means that you're in the draw for the random draw prizes as well, right?
I think it's nice to have like a prize that we can give out as a random draw as well. Cause we won't be able to win one of the prizes, but
no,
it just means that someone has, you know, if you submit, I don't know, actually we've not decided this. If you submit four game scores, would that give you four chances at winning?
Yeah, I think something along those lines. Or we should just say that you need to participate in all four games. At least put in a score in all four games, and then you're in for the draw.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want the winner to be somebody who just submits a single score in one game at some point. Let's say that you need to be involved with the shenanigans this month, and you need to submit one score for each game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the other way of doing it would be four games, four chances.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Sure. But then you still get the log of the draw so that you can actually win if
that's
you only,
true.
So let's just do all four or you're not in, right?
Yeah, like it. Good.
So as you can hear, listeners, we're planning this as we go. So this is going to be the entire episode. Jim and I arguing over how actually to do this thing, but it'll be good. It'll be good. So, mate, it's the Tour Plan Arcade 1 cartridge. So you and I have the difficult job now of picking four games. And, we'll be picking two each. Should we just start by going through the games that are on the cartridge?
Yeah, so let's go.
Normally, when we do these Evocate episodes, or we do the video ones normally, we'll read out the little blurbs that the Evocate cartridge has on them when you click on the game in their interface. So we're going to do that as well here and just go quickly through the eight games. You want to go with the first one? That's Alcon,
yeah. I tell you what, I've been playing too much of the Switch too because I keep touching the touchscreen. Right, Alcon. Also known as Slap Fight, it's a vertically scrolling shoot-em-up for one or two players taking turns. Pilot the Allied League of Cosmic Nations SW-475 space fightercraft and counterattack the invading aliens. Collect gold stars from defeated enemies, then cash them in for a variety of power-ups to improve your firepower and survivability. I will say that the power-up system in this is really good, and that's definitely something that sets it apart from some of the other games. It's very much like Konami's Parodius, Nemesis, that sort of stuff, where you collect your stars and you upgrade.
Yeah, so the power-up system is there's a bar at the bottom that has, what, seven or eight different states that you can be in. If you pick up one star, speed will be blinking. You can upgrade your speed by using it there. Or you can wait until you pick up four or five and you'll upgrade your wings or your missiles.
Yeah,
I love that kind of upgrade system. Yeah, is it a bit of a tactical edge as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Like a real good sort of risk-reward.
Yeah.
Yeah,
to it.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah,
and it's Alcon is it's a vertical scroller, right?
Yes.
So if you're playing it on your Evocate, you'll have to go into Tate mode or Tate or whatever it's called, and play by that. But the hardware supports it, so it should be good fun. And of course, for our listeners, if you don't have an Evocate or don't have this cartridge for your Evocate, just play it in an emulator. On the Discord forums, I'm sure Jim, because he normally does this, will post the settings, the dip switch settings that the Evocate runs with, so that you know what you're going to be playing with if you play this in main instead.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and you can see that now on these arcade titles on the Evocade. You can change the dip switch settings, but we'll just leave everything as default.
We normally just play with the default settings, right?
Yeah.
No, but Alcon is definitely a strong contender in my book. Great game. You want me to take the next one?
Yeah, so you go for it, mate. Flying Shark next.
Yeah, the next one is Flying Shark. It's actually called Sky Shark, but Flying Shark is the European title, I believe. So Flying Shark is a vertically scrolling shoot 'em up for one or two players taking turns. Pilot the eponymous blue biplane deep into enemy territory and use your guns and bombs to obliterate the enemy. Take down brightly colored formations of enemy planes for bonus items and do your best to learn the enemy positions. A knowledgeable pilot is a deadly pilot. So this is a more basic, it's still a vertical scroller, right? But definitely a more basic game for me, at least than Alcon. Still a great game. It's from 87. So it looks really, really good for a game from 87. Nice high def sprites and all. And you're flying these biplanes. For my liking, a tiny bit too slow, perhaps, but still a good game.
Yeah, I really like Flying Shark. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
We did play it briefly, so we haven't done an episode on this. There's a game that we'll chat about in a bit where it was covered as a game club game.
Yeah.
But this was when King Trilo was doing the high score table, high score challenge, the Discord channel for a bit. We did pick this as one of the games then. It's cracking game. Really, really good.
Oh. Yeah, great game. Another great choice if we get to play this one. So, next one is Guardian from 1986.
So, Guardian's a side-scrolling action game for one or two players taking turns. As a powerful combat robot, you'll battle your way across six planets, take on the deadly bosses you stand in your way, collect flashing crosses for bonuses such as extra energy, invincibility, or a ranged weapon, and grab red orbs to power up your punches. So this is a self-scrolling beat-em-up. Yeah. You control the punches and the kicks and the jumps.
Well, you do control your movement as well.
You do, as in you slow the movement down or speed it up. Yeah.
You can go further into the screen or back of the screen, and you can jump as well. But yeah, it's a bit of a weird one, this one. It's the only beat 'em up on the card. Most of these games will be shoot 'em ups. So this is a beat 'em up, and it's, for me, I keep thinking of stuff like Shadow of the Beast looking at this, because it looks good. Mm-hmm. It plays like a dog. Isn't it?
Yeah, I think this would be all right for a week. I think you could get a week's worth of fun out of it.
Yeah,
I think you'd definitely struggle if we were doing this for a month.
Yes.
It definitely wouldn't last the month, but for a week, I think it's a contender.
It might be a fun challenge, because we've got so many shoot 'em upstairs, and maybe we should do something different. Yeah, so it might be a fun challenge. I'm not sure people will enjoy this for a week, but,
no,
but that's okay. It's just for a week.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next game is one of my favorites. I get to read up the little blurb about Snow Bros. It's from 1990. Platform I've played so much, both in the arcade and then on the home consoles. So Snow Bros is a platform game for one or two players simultaneously. Nick and Tom must rescue the twin princesses Puri Puri and Pucci Pucci from a horrible monster, but there's 50 floors of action to clear first. Shoot enemies to turn them into snowballs. Roll your frozen foes into a prime location, take aim for the other baddies, and give them a good kick. Well, the snowballs, not the baddies. So wonderful, wonderful single screen kill 'em all game in the vein of Bubble Bobble, for example.
Yeah.
And the mechanic is just so brilliant. You throw snowballs at the monsters until they become one giant snowball, and then you can push that snowball around. It'll melt quite quickly, actually, but you can push it around, and then you can give it a kick, and then it'll roll around the different platforms and kill the other enemies. So you can either clear the screen by turning them all into snowballs, or by turning just one into a snowball and then rolling it into all the others. And this one is good for a high score challenge as well, because there's numerous ways of maximizing the score.
There is, yeah. There's loads of little... I feel like there's loads of little secrets in this. This is one that I've played but not sunk a massive amount of time into, so that'll be good.
Yeah.
It's, again, another one with a really good risk reward system, like you were saying. You can sort of get to the top of the level, sort of encase one of those enemies in snow, and then send the snowball through the level and you rack up massive bonuses.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's speed pickups and all sorts that you can...
Yeah, you can pick up, you can upgrade your speed, you can upgrade your shot so that it takes fewer shots to turn them into a snowball, and you can upgrade your shot length.
Mm.
So you can shoot further away. But apart from that, it's just you and the many, many different kinds of monsters. And some of the monsters will shoot fireballs at you. Some will like roll towards you, and some will just be walking around at a leisurely pace. So there's even some little devils that just they can go through the platforms. They turn into these little winds, or whatever you call them, tornadoes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, really good game, this.
Yeah, wonderful game. Wonderful game. So, next one. That's Teki Paki from 91.
It is. So, Teki Paki is a puzzle game for one or two players simultaneously. L-shaped blocks fall from the top of the well, and it's your job to arrange them carefully. Clump together blocks in groups of five or more to erase them and set up chain reactions for big points. So, Tetris clone, or columns, you know, match the blocks. Yeah. Interesting one with this one, the blocks. So in Tetris, they have to be in vertical or horizontal lines. In Teki Paki, they can be in diagonals as long as you just one of the corners of the blocks are touching. So that could, it makes you think a little bit differently about how you approach a game.
So I was playing this a bit, and I only had 5 minutes, so I didn't really understand what was going on. Mm. Is it when you get 4 or 5 of the same color connecting that they disappear?
Yeah, that's it. Five.
So it's not a Tetris clone, really, because you're not building layers. You're putting together colors, right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So it's kind of like a columns and Tetris.
Yeah.
Tetris is in the blocks. Columns is in the colors. Yeah. And yeah, it's 5. But like, as long as they're touching, then you can get some really good combo chains going.
I am horrible at these kind of games. Absolutely horrible. I was pretty good at Tetris when I was a kid, but I'm no good at it anymore. As soon as it starts going fast, I'm out of there.
Yeah, this one does get fast pretty quick. When I've played it though, especially with these games, we played another one, didn't we, on the Data East cartridge that I really liked.
Yeah,
and I find that I get myself into like this weird sort of headspace with them.
Mm.
And just sort of zone out from everything. It's really weird, like with puzzle games, and I just get in like this sort of zen with them almost. It's bizarre.
Yeah, really. That's what you need to do, I think.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I quite like this. This would be another one that's it'd be good for a week. I don't think it'd last for a month, but as a week.
These kind of games are good for 10 minutes for me, and then I'm out of there.
Yeah, yeah. So the next one is Tiger Heli, another vertical scrolling shoot 'em up.
Yeah, from 85. That's an old one. So Tiger Heli, was my turn to read, by the way?
Yeah, your turn. Yeah, your turn to read this one.
Tiger Heli is a vertically scrolling shoot 'em up for one or two players taking turns. Fly the titular attack helicopter into a war zone, fighting off ground and naval targets while avoiding their deadly bullets. Destroy the bunkers with flashing colored crosses to earn little heli supporters and bombs, and blast golden diamonds to work your way towards an extra life. This is such a tough game, but a fun one as well. I feel the worst enemy in Tiger Heli is you and your own speed of movement.
Yeah, definitely.
It's one of those classic old school, like 1942, it feels a bit like playing that, for example, old school shooters, and it's really good. You need to, there's power-up systems as well, and if I recall correctly, you can get a little help, as I read, a little Helber helicopters, one that shoots sideways as well and so on, and you really need to get your hands on that, because this is one of the shoot 'em ups where enemies come from behind you as well.
Yes, they do,
I hate having to manage that, but it's good fun as well.
Yeah, very much same as in Flying Shark as well. They'll come from behind you, and you definitely need to learn where the enemies are going to be coming in from. Same with all these sort of vertical shooters, really, and then position yourself.
Yeah,
but I quite liked it. It's we'll come into the picks, but yeah, I was looking at this and Alcon and. Yeah, it's a tough choice, I thought, between the two.
Yeah, for sure. So the next one is one we've actually played before. This is Truxton from 88.
Yeah, great game. So this was the one that I referred to earlier. So this was a Game Club pick a few years ago now, Mads.
Yeah.
So Truxton, for anyone that doesn't know, is a vertically scrolling shoot 'em up for one or two players taking turns as ace pilot Tatsuo pilot the super fighter to defend your home planet from the evil Dogarava's forces. Pick up coloured power-ups to switch between 3 different weapons and make use of the distinctive skull-shaped Truxton bombs to even the odds.
Yeah, wonderful game. Probably the best game on this cartridge.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
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 And we didn't play the arcade version before. We actually played the Mega Drive version, didn't we?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful shooter. I love the different weapon power-ups you get. You can pick up these, green for lasers, I guess, or whatever it is. And you get the red for the spread shot.
That's it.
Blue for whatever that is, those lines that you shoot. Maybe
it's like
that's
lightning laser. Forks or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Oh, great, great game. A classic vertical scroller, right?
Yeah, amazing game. Really, really good. Tough as nails as well. It's tough on the Mega Drive. It's even harder on the arcade.
Yeah. I was just having a go at it. I don't feel it's not that bad. It's not that hard, actually. I kind of like it.
I played it a little bit at Arcade Club when we went there recently. They got it set up on a candy cab there. Yeah. It looks incredible on on one of those. Yeah. Really, really good. But I think we decided previously, didn't we, that because this one had already been picked as a Game Club game, we weren't going to pick it for next month's challenge.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds fair to me. Because we have spent quite a lot of time on this already, so
yeah. And so if anyone does fancy digging a little bit more into Truxton, go and check out the Game Club episode on it. Yeah.
And the next game, am I right in saying this is the one where the saying "all your base all belong to us"?
It is. Yes. Yes.
I recall that.
Yeah, I think that was on the home port, wasn't it? Not the arcade version. On the home port. Yeah.
So Zero Wing is another great shoot 'em up from 89. Zero Wing, if I recall correctly, is a horizontal scroller, right?
Yeah.
And it's, Zero Wing is a horizontally scrolling shoot 'em up for one or two players simultaneously. Piloting a SICK, you'll strike back against alien cyborg cats and his invading force. So the alien cyborg is called Cats, I guess, and his invading force. Collect colored power-ups to switch or upgrade weapons and use your Caesar beam system to suck in enemies and then blow them back at your opponent. So this the last thing it mentions here is what makes Zero Wing special for me and what makes me love playing it. So you have your shot, different shots that you can upgrade and so on, but you also have this little tractor beam. So if you get close enough to a small enemy, you can pull them in and then you can use them as a shield, for example, because then one of the bullets that would have hit you is going to hit this enemy instead. Or you can shoot it at the enemies, just hurl it at the enemies. And that little mechanic is just brilliant. It's a bit like playing with the option in R-Type, isn't it?
Yeah, like it is.
But here it's an enemy that you capture and use like this instead.
Yeah. So
great, great arcade shooter as well.
Yeah, it is. Like Truxton, you've got there's different shot types. And if you suck in one of so if you're playing with like your blue laser or whatever, or your green laser, you can suck in the other one and fire that out as like a big bomb, bomb. Yeah. Yeah, really good. Again, I really like that as a mechanic.
Yeah,
gives you something else to think about than it, rather than just sort of mindless shooting.
Yeah. Yeah, I love when they do these kind of things like Alcon did with the power-up system.
Yeah,
pick up the stars and cycle through the difference, so you get a bit of strategy there as well. Yeah, so a great card. I mean, looking at this card, we've been playing through a few Evercade cards by now. This is definitely one of the strongest we've seen, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I love shoot 'em ups, and this is full of awesome ones, really.
The non-shoot 'em ups are stuff like Snow Bros. I mean,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can't really go wrong with any of the Terraplan carts, though. To be fair, they're all pretty strong cartridges on the OK.
Yeah, they are. We'll get to the others later on.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
So announcing right now here without asking anybody first, we'll be streaming this cartridge at the end of the month at some point, won't we? We need to do that.
Yeah, we've got to. Yeah.
Full Evercade card episode on it as well.
Yes. Well, we can tie it all in, can't we, as the high score challenge and the and that month's Evercade card as well.
Yeah. Announcing the winners and everything on that episode. That would be good. If we can find the time at the end of the month, that would be great.
Yeah.
Or maybe the beginning of August.
Yeah. Go through all like the high scores and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, it'd be good fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, mate, are you ready? I think
I am trying.
Seeing as I'm hosting, you get to pick first. Then we're not eliminating as we did in the game club. We are picking the games we want to play instead.
Okay, so that's going from seven then, yeah? So we've
Eliminated Truxton because we played that in, a lot of Truxton for a full month in the game club. So we'll eliminate that one.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking there's one that one's an absolute shoo-in, and I know how much you'd love it. So it's kind of like it's an easy win, isn't it?
So pick it.
Snow Bros.
Yes.
It's an easy win. Easy win. That's got to go in.
Snow Bros. Definitely. Is a great choice for sure. I mean, I'd love to play that. I haven't played it in years, really, but I feel certain, as you said, we played it at some point. A couple of years ago, probably the Mega Drive version, didn't we?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so in the, again, it was a Game Club So when we were playing the RPGs through the summer.
Yeah, yeah. It was the full game. It was just one of those we had a bit of fun with on the side, right?
Yeah, that's it. And then I think it maybe got like 5 minute mention in the episode or something like that.
So we'll keep that in then, even though it has been played before. And Truxton got a full episode, so that's out. But yeah, Snow Bros. Great choice, mate. Great choice. So from a card full of shoot-em-ups, you start with a single screen platform. It's too bad you couldn't pick Sonic, eh, mate?
Oh, I would have, mate. Yeah. There is an arcade game, but I'm still waiting for it to come to.
Yeah. Okay, so my turn. I will definitely go with one of the shoot 'em ups, and I can't decide right now whether I want Zero Wing. I'm gonna pick Zero Wing.
Yeah, good pick.
I really like to play with that mechanic of capturing the enemies, using them as shields, and shooting them off. And also, I like the fact that it's a horizontal scroller because it just fits the platform better. Because on the VS, you'll be playing it on your telly that isn't flipped. And
yeah,
even though you can go into Tate mode on the EXP and EXPR, it just doesn't feel right in my hands holding it in tape mode. I like to play it just like this. So
yeah, no, I'm the same. I keep meaning to get one of those grips. There is a grip that you can get in there for tape mode.
Is there? Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be good because the weight is kind of weird when you're holding it like that on the side. So
yeah, so it kind of looks, I've not held one, but it looks like, the old DualShock, DualShock 4 type controller where you've got the two little prongs coming down the side and then the Evercade sort of sits in the middle where your thumbsticks would be on a DualShock. So it looks quite, it does look quite comfortable. And I've played with the Switch 1 vertical grip.
Yeah, I have that one. Yeah,
and that's lovely.
That's really good. Yeah.
Yeah, I really like that. It's a great way to play some vertical games on that system.
But we don't need that so far because we have two horizontal games, Snow Bros. Yeah. And Zero Wing. So you're up next, mate.
Right. What do I do here, Mads? Do I take the coward's way out and pick a vertical shooter?
Is that the coward's way out?
I'm thinking one of these, just to break it up a little bit. So then it would be a platformer, two shooters.
Well, there's only one shooter so far, mate.
Yeah, I know.
We can actually end with just one shooter.
We could do. Do we want to make people play a week of Guardian?
That's up to you, mate.
What was the other one? Guardian and Techie Packy.
So listen, you can hear Jim's brain melting right now.
I know. Go on, mate. Because I took Snow Bros, didn't I? So I'll let you choose if you want to pick a vertical shooter. And I'm probably going to get a lot of heat for this. I might, but I'm going to pick Guardian. I think it might be. Do you know what? It might well be the worst game on the cartridge.
No, I think that's Ticky Packy. I just like those kind of puzzle games.
I just think, I'm thinking you're going to pick a shooter. Well, I know you are now after you said that. So that gives us something a bit. Go on there, Guardian.
Guardian is a good choice, mate. Let's go.
For a week, I think we can stomach it.
Yeah. We've got a week to learn the patterns and see how we can maximize the score. It sounds like fun. If it's just a week, it can be good fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm left with the hard choice because we could go for a puzzle game and do Techie Packy because we shouldn't just choose stuff that I think is fun. So I know Wido, for example, he'll probably love playing Techie Packy. He loves his puzzle games like that.
Yeah.
So, but on the other hand, I really want to play Alcon.
Yeah.
Because I love that upgrade system. I want to learn how to get into that. So what do we want to do? Do we want to have two shooters? Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
It's the Toa Plane cartridge. We need two shooters. There's five on here. So.
Oh man, you could easily pick all shooters, couldn't you? But I think
you could. Yeah. I'm gonna go with Alcon. So we've got a horizontal and a vertical shooter, and we've got a single screen platformer and a scrolling platformer, auto scrolling even, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, it's good mix, selection, mate.
Yeah, it's a good mix. Yeah.
So do we want to pick the order that they're going to come in already?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay.
What are we thinking? Bear in mind, we've just come off, as this goes out, we've just come off Super Fantasy Zone.
Yes,
which
yes.
is, for anyone who doesn't know, is a horizontally scrolling shooter.
You're right. So we should probably start with one of the non-shooter games. Would you want to start off? We don't want to start off with Guardian, do we? Let's start off nice and easy with Snow Bros. Right?
Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah, let's not start with Guardian. We'll lose people before we get going.
That'd be too harsh. So we have Snow Bros starting the 1st of July and going yes. for 7 days or something like that.
Yeah.
Jim will have the plan. Then we should have a shooter. What? You can pick one of the shooters then. Which one do you think should be?
Let's go with Alcom.
Yeah, Alcom?
Yeah, let's go with Alcom.
And then Guardian and then Zero Wing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we're finishing.
Sounds good because we're starting off and ending really, really strong. And then we have Guardian and Alcon, which, I mean, Alcon is probably really, really good as well. I've played a bit of it, not a lot. But Guardian is one of those that it's probably good that it's just for a week, and then it'll be good fun to try to rinse it and see how far we can get.
Yeah. No, I think that's good order.
Yeah.
Something a little bit different in there, isn't there?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. I was sure you were going to pick Tiki Paki, but... I'm glad you didn't, because I really can't. I can't play those for more than 10 minutes. Then I just get bored.
Yeah, no, I was tempted, but it does go from 0 to 100 in about like 30 seconds. I think. Yeah. It's not the most. It's not for anyone coming in who doesn't like puzzle games like that. It's not the most approachable one for sure.
Okay.
Guardian. I don't know. They might. I'd like to say, I think there's a week's worth of game in there.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
So, listeners, we are playing Snow Bros. Then we are playing Alcon.
Alcon, yeah.
And then we're playing Guardian. And then we're playing Zero Wing. So those four games each have a week of July to be played in. And Jim is going to figure out how he's actually going to do the scores, because he didn't really do the math correct half an hour ago when we talked about it. But he'll get there. He'll get there. It's pretty much like playing Mario Kart. You just start with 25 points instead. And I guess the second one get 20. I don't know. But there is a scoring system. So you need to submit your scores in the usual way. We will be collecting the scores using our high score bot on Discord. Every week when the week starts, we'll say what the hashtag is for this week's scores, and then you can just start registering them. And at the end of the week, we'll post the score table and then move on to the next game.
So I've just loaded up. Where is it? The points. So, yeah, 25 points for first, then 18, 15, 12, 10, all the way down to 10th place. If you're 10th or below, then you get 1 point just for submitting your score.
So does it jump from 25 to 18?
25, 18, oh, 15, God. 12.
So getting first in just 1 month is really a huge thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it gives more people a chance if there's a game that they click with or they're good at.
Yeah.
They can boost them quite a bit further up there.
Sure.
But obviously for this one, each game will have its own table for a week, and I'll use all of those tables to make one table out of all the points that get accrued.
Yeah, we'll combine the tables in the end using that Formula One scoring system. And there will be prizes this time.
Yeah.
Big prizes. That's good.
Yeah. Stay tuned for the prizes. We'll announce those when we've got them in our hands, as it were.
Yep.
We'll post that up on the Discord.
All good, mate. All good. So any final words or shout-outs before we leave for today?
Just shout out to all the guys. Looking forward to getting another recording in soon.
Yep. I tried asking Chris if he wanted to jump on, but I don't think he's even read my message yet, because this was very, very last minute.
It was very last minute, yeah.
I thought he might get a key out of being on one of the old school game club pick'em episodes.
Yeah. It'd be nice to do something like that again, wouldn't it? Get a bit of a game.
Yeah,
game
we'll do something like that at some point, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. But for now, the game club is still on hiatus. It'll be back at some point, I'm sure.
Yes. Yeah.
So yeah, I'll just echo that shout out to all of our other hosts, and shout outs to our wonderful Discord crew, because you are the guys that make this worth doing. It's lovely to have our ongoing conversation with you there. And I hope a lot of you will be playing along with us on these four high score challenges.
Yeah. 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 I just remember if you want and want to enter once entered into that one with a random draw, then you've just got to submit at least one score to each game.
Yeah. Yeah. Just one score for each game. Doesn't matter if you even get a single point in the Formula One table. Because I guess you can't get 0 points if enough people are participating. But that doesn't matter, just as long as you're on all four scoring tables.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Sounds good. So with that, bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye. Cheers.
From now on, unlike your parents were, you are the secret force of Red Bull Asylum.
Playing so fast, they're the only ones who can take you back in time. They play old games, they're more retro than J1 Optimus Prime. At home or the arcade for adventures in a fantasy zone.